We're now going to have our moment of silent meditation. And we're also going to do this split. We're going to ask that this side of the congregation, changing it around, it does it as they normally would, quietly praying and thinking over whatever it is you need to think over to be prepared to worship God. We're going to ask that this side of the congregation hums along with Amazing Grace as it's played and think of the words as it's being played. Please join me in prayer. Lord, we come before you today with open minds and with open hearts, and we ask that you watch over us and let the message sink deep into our hearts and protect us while we go about our days. In Christ's name, amen.
Now, please follow along with me as I read our scripture for this morning. You can follow along on the screen behind me or in your pew Bibles. I'll be reading Malachi 2:1-2. And now this admonition is for you, O priests. If you do not listen, and if you do not set your hearts to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them, because you have not set your hearts to honor me. May God add his blessings to the reading of his word.
Tell me again why we thought going to each other's churches was such a good idea. I mean, look at this place. It's so dull. What can we learn about worship from you? And start paying attention, my ill-mannered friend, and let us start our service. The first song we'll sing today is number 42 in your hymnal book. It's a time-honored classic with a fabulous words and a classic melody. Please stand and sing. And extra net, it's not going to be played on the back, so you're going to have to open your books.
True in God of all. Church decorations, the choirs, it all has profound meaning.
Yeah. Well, I wish you had the detailed padding on your pews. I guess what you did was okay, but I can't say I was personally inspired by anything at all. And I didn't notice whether there was symbolism, as I was more distracted by what you call, well, boredom. Just remember you guys promised to come to our church next week, and we'll show you what real worship is all about.
A church. I mean, drums, guitars, where's the organ? There's not even a proper pulpit. I mean, how can you worship here?
What are you talking about? Worship isn't about old instruments and out-of-date traditions. It's about a feeling being connected with God.
Is it just me, or is there something wrong with that?
Well, let's start, shall we? Our first song is somewhat of an update version of the song we sang last week. It's called Blessed Be Your Name. Now shall we stand and sing together?
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name, you land that is plentiful, for your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out of, turn back to praise. And though the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name, and a lamp shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, when the world mourns with suffering, for the pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out of, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. In a land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow, blessed be your name.
You may be seated.